This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
On the line right now is a former Socceroo, former Glory captain, and current Perth Glory football director, Jacob Burns.
You mean Jacob, who does everything at Perth these days, except he's not allowed to run on and score any goals anymore. Jacob Burns, great to have you on board, mate.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Huge congratulations to all the Tonys and to Jacob and to everybody else in the squad. What a fantastic journey.
Oh, it's been a fantastic season and one more big one to go to finish it off.
Can I say something? Peter Philopoulos said to me a couple of months ago, listen, they're going to create a bit of history. There are some fantastic people there, but you guys don't give Jacob Burns enough credit. He's a huge rap for you, mate. I'm serious. He loves the way
you.
He loves the way
you're going to say Jacob's not one of them.
He loves the way you've matured, and I tell you that that's a huge credit to you. It's the stuff that you've made, that investment you've made, and listen, it's bearing fruit. It's no surprise that you guys have just about ticked every box that we've asked you to tick all year.
Yeah, look, it's the journey started some time ago, and Pete played his hand in that as well. He's done a fantastic job here for us. It's been great, and the players have bought in, the coaching staff that have come along have done a fantastic job, and it's just reward. The season that we've had in winning the premiership is one thing, and now going through the finals to hopefully lift the trophy come Sunday would be, as I mentioned before, the icing on the cake.
And Jacob, how are things looking at the gate for the grand final? Do you have an update for us on the ticket sales?
I believe there was somewhere in the vicinity of 53,000 sold.
Wow.
Last time I asked.
Wow.
Now, that probably has gone up. I know it's very limited now. It's fantastic. There's a real buzz about the town in Perth, and it's exactly what we've set out to create.
I've got to say, Foxtel will be absolutely thrilled because it'll mean there's a fantastic atmosphere, and they'll be able to broadcast that to the rest of the country.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was a lot of talk about playing the game there and how many we would get, but we've always known that the Perth public have been craving a team that could make a final and be successful. They've obviously had some great times in the past, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And in the A-League, we've managed to make quite a few finals, but not managed to win the GF. So hopefully it's our turn this time. And if the public can get behind us and come out and there's, 55, 60,000 people, that will definitely help our cause.
Jacob Burns, I reckon half the reason why you're getting nearly 50, 60,000 people rocking up is no one's ever tried the purple burger before.
That's right.
Mate, and you've covered everything.
I did see a picture of that through the week. It's
That's a cat. Yeah, that's great.
It's gone crazy. Town's gone crazy.
Tell me it tastes great.
Yes, I haven't had one myself, but I will try one, especially if we do win.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff.
Jacob, where do you think the 53,000-plus fans are coming from? Like, what do you think it's a combination of?
Oh, I think, like finals, they create that atmosphere. I think the semi was, it was a huge week of football.
Mate, that was epic.
To see what Liverpool
that was epic last week.
Barcelona. Oh. It was, and it was, I think that, Perth, they do like to get behind winners. We are in a town where we have two big AFL teams, and it's nice. They do get behind. You've seen the Wildcats do very, very well this year, and I knew that if we could get up there and win a premiership, that they would they'd come back in big numbers, which they have done. And now it's up to us to sustain that success. It's not about the build is not about, and the team that we've created is not just about this season alone. It's about the seasons to come. We have a very, very good squad for next season again, with a lot of our players retained, and they've added people like Bruno Fornaroli to our roster. And that's,
he must be new. I've never heard of him. Thanks for that, Jacob. Loved that.
Yeah, small player that used to play down in Melbourne, but we're delighted to have him on board. And that really is speaks volumes of what the players and the coaches have managed to do this year to attract that calibre of player and to retain the calibre of players, but also to recruit the players that we've been able to recruit. That's down to the head coach and the reputation that he comes with. And you can see this season what a fantastic job he's done. You know, long may that continue.
Can I just ask, when do you guys get a chance to play or practice on the pitch, on the actual ground?
They've already done it.
Oh, they have?
We have,
they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I missed that.
To be on there yesterday.
Geez, you're proactive.
Yeah, look, I think there's an AFL game on Friday night, so the times are limited.
Oh, no.
It is a hard surface, so, you know, you want to get on there early and really kind of get a good hit out on there to get a feeling.
Can you do a favour for me? Can you make sure you get in early Saturday morning and water the pitch?
Yes.
I want it slick, boy.
Yeah. I think the guys that down there doing a fantastic job, and you know, a lot can be said about the pitch, but yeah, it's fine. It's for both teams are going to have to adjust and deal with probably not what they're used to, but that's what, you know, GFs are all about. They're often played in big venues where you can get as many people in as you can, and our guys are more than prepared for it.
Mate, last week you had an absolute epic, one of the great games of the A-League season, and I mean great with a capital G. It had everything, and Mr. Reddy did everything. He converted penalties, he saved penalties, and he acted as the custodian at the back. What a game for the club, what a game for the fans, and what a game for the whole Foxtel audience.
Yeah, you're right. I think, like we mentioned before, what the week provided in football, and we were the final kind of piece of that, is why we love the game so much and why people like myself harp on about it and are quite biased, and it is a world game and it's the best game to support and watch, purely for that reason, because you don't know what it's going to throw up. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough game privately behind closed doors. Our preparation, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and it was. And credit to Adelaide, they threw everything at us. And credit to our guys who, we talk about the character in our players throughout the whole season, and that was clearly evident again in the semi-final when you have victory in your sights with a minute to go in regular time to go into injury time and then lead again. At 3-2 to concede again with a minute, most teams or lesser teams and lesser characters in the team would probably not be able to let that go.
Yeah, drop
and
their
not
heads.
Be able to focus on, yeah, yeah. And not be able to focus on a penalty shootout. But, you know, some of our players have shown us again that they stood up and they're ready for the challenge in front of them. And no one bigger than Rocket, who has had a fantastic season, and delighted for him and the rest of the guys that he could contribute in a way that we expect and that he expects in a penalty shootout when it's him facing the penalty taker. He was extremely focused and he's done a fantastic job, including the rest of our guys that did so well to push us through. And I think it's going to prove to be a defining moment for us and the challenge that was in semi-final to take us into this GF on Sunday.
And did you get a case of deja vu when that game went into penalties?
I did. To be honest, I'm always watching from up in the technical box, and a few of us and myself and a few of the coaches are up there and support staff. And I had to go down pitch side for the shootout, which I don't normally do. But I had to be there on the sideline to view it and go from there. It was fantastic. I don't think I had many nails left by the end of it. It was really nice. And I suppose for myself, being in that situation, I could really feel how the guys would be feeling at that moment. It's never easy to put up your hand and take one, and B, to be able to and technically execute what's been asked of you and putting the ball in the back of the net. It might seem easy for some, from a spot kick, but I can assure you it's a fair challenge, both mentally and physically.
You know, DNA is an amazing thing, as are genes. I grew up in Sydney watching Rocket Rod Reddy play for St George in the rugby league era when Saints were fantastic, and he played marvellous football for St George and also for Australia. And I never imagined that his son would shrink or do the wrong thing when the time came and he was going to be tested. I always thought he'd stood up and he was magnificent. So credit to everyone involved, credit to him. And again, like everyone has been saying, you've done some fantastic work, but one more to go.
Thanks very much.
And Jacob, if you had to choose, what's been your favourite moment this season?
Good question. Yeah.
Look, I was really humbled by, you set out your sights early. I think the vision or the project, if you want to call it, more than a year ago now, to change the direction of where we're heading and hopefully achieve some success in winning a premiership and winning some silverware and qualifying for the Asian Champions League. I think that moment when we did, we knew that mathematically we had won the premiership. That was a very humbling moment for myself, and I'm sure for the rest of the hierarchy and our coaching staff and players included, that it was very rewarding knowing that what started as a bit of a vision and a potential chance at creating some success, for it to be reality was really hit home at that moment when we knew we had won the premiership on points.
Fantastic. Made history. Well done to you and the team and the Tonys. Wish you all the best. We'll be watching with interest and, have a great week, what's left of it, and then very best of luck. May the best team win.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Isn't that fantastic? He's just chuffed. And it's important. It really is. And they're now saying 53, 54, 55,000 already.
Well, the record, current record for an A-League grand final is 55,436.
I reckon they could knock it over.
I think
we might see 60,000.